Good morning. This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, coming at you with your news for the hour. A Huron County man accused in the death of his elderly mother's been found competent to stand trial, allowing the murder case against him to move forward. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris accepted a report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry finding Oval Carl Jarvis Jr. competent at the time he was evaluated. Neither prosecutors nor the defense objected to the findings. Jarvis, age 41, is charged with second-degree murder in connection with the March death of his mother, 71-year-old Kathleen Holdwick. The case initially began as a charge of second-degree elder abuse before prosecutors added the murder charge in June after receiving the medical examiner's report. Authorities say Holdwick was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe on March 1st after she was found unresponsive at a home on Port Crescent Road in Hume Township. She later died at the hospital that evening. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, hospital staff contacted authorities because of Holdwick's condition when she arrived in severe medical distress. Investigators later reported finding extremely unsanitary conditions inside the home. Jarvis, who authorities say had been serving as his mother's caregiver, was arrested that evening. With the competency issue resolved, Jarvis is scheduled for a preliminary exam Friday, September 4th at 10:30 in the morning. A previously scheduled status conference has been removed from the court calendar. A preliminary exam will determine whether there's enough evidence for the case to proceed forward towards trial. Jarvis faces up to life in prison if convicted of second-degree murder. The charge remains an allegation, and Jarvis is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. And because of proposed recalls, several veteran public servants have resigned, and another one did during Thursday's Elmwood Township meeting. Elmwood Township Supervisor Chris Raff resigned during the last meeting. Trustee Daryl Mendrick, who was elected during the recall election in May, was selected as supervisor, according to the Tuscola County Clerk, Jody Fetting. For over 20 years, Graff has served the township. It's been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve Elmwood Township and its people. I've given my time, my energy, and my deepest commitment to this role because I believe in the importance of government in our community, said Graff's resignation letter. He noted the community has seen challenges, successes, and there are those who work tirelessly behind the scenes in an effort to maintain a peaceful community. The division, mistrust, and constant conflict have taken a toll on the board and the community. I hope the community can one day return to a place of respect, collaboration, and shared purpose, Graff said, noting, "It is with a heavy heart I resign immediately." Normally, most county clerks only sporadically deal with recalls. There have been, or will at least be, one in some counties, multiple recalls in each of the Thumb's counties. I'm currently working with the Bureau of Elections to navigate the impacts of the current recall election, which was scheduled for the November ballot, to ensure proper steps are followed, Fetting says. Michigan health officials say state childhood vaccine recommendations will remain unchanged as families prepare for the new school year. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says the state will continue following immunization schedules developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics. The policy follows a standing recommendation issued by Michigan's chief medical executive in December. Dr. Natasha Begdazarian says Michigan's vaccine recommendations, school immunization requirements, and exemption processes have not changed despite recent changes at the federal level. MDHHS says its review of current safety and effectiveness data have not identified evidence warranting a change to the state's childhood vaccine schedule. The department is also urging parents to check their children's immunization records before classes resume. The reminder comes as health officials report increases in measles, whooping cough, and other vaccine-preventable illnesses. Families can check immunization records through their local health care provider, local health department, or Michigan Improvement Registry. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
5 big days only at Ashley and Bad Axe. Thursday, August 20th to Monday, the 24th. Take 25% off regular price items store-wide, plus 15% off Orange Tag floor models, plus up to 80% off accessories. And during the 5 big days, mattress markdowns are here while supplies last. Shop all major brands, including Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep. Twins starting at $119, full starting at $288, and 12 queen mattresses priced from $288 to $488 while supplies last. Plus, dressers and chests of drawers are starting at just $199. While you're in store, register to win either a $100, $250, or a $500 gift card. No purchase necessary. Hurry in, because it's all on sale for only 5 big days, August 20th through the 24th, exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Choose between 1, 2, and 5-year no-interest financing to take the savings home now and pay later. Restrictions may apply. Stop in for full details. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Helen Lemansky, 94, a resident of Dwight Township, passed away on August 18, 2026. Helen was born in 1932 in Bad Axe. Helen and Robert Lemansky were married November of 1961. Helen worked for Huron County for 44 years, serving as county clerk for 17 years. Following her husband's death, Helen was appointed Dwight Township Supervisor and served for several years. Helen is survived by her daughter Bobby, granddaughters, as well as several nieces and nephews. Memorials may be offered to the donor's choice.
You hear that? Oh yeah, baby, it's that time of year again. WLEW and WHST are once again giving away a car. This year, it's a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Bright red exterior, gray leather interior. And under the hood, a Chevy 350 small block with 345 foot-pounds of torque. All delivered to the pavement through a 4-speed automatic transmission and looking sharp with custom alloy wheels. Plus, you can listen to your favorite radio station through a premium Delco Bose sound system. Enjoy the lights and information of a digital dashboard and put the top down with a tinted glass removable roof. And at the end of summer, WLEW and WHST will be hosting an event out in Harbor Beach to give the car away to one lucky key winner. How do you enter? Visit local participating businesses throughout the summer at local events and drop your name in a bucket. It's that simple. Or stay tuned to Cruise 102.1 WLEW, 94.1 WHST, or WLEW's AM 1340. 300 keys, one lucky winner, one awesome ride. Entrance must be 18 years of age or older to register. No purchase necessary. Shop local, support local.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through Cheeseburger in Caseville: Even Heat Kiln, Thumbs Up Kiteboarding, Parkview Party Store, Lemon Tree, Shipwreck Distillery, The Power Agency, and Shearer Primary Care, all of Caseville. Other sponsors include DJ Portable Rentals of Owendale and Bresky Siding and Building of Kindy.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news for the hour. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to consider legal challenges surrounding a controversial high-stakes commercial development project tied to presidential real estate ventures. Lower courts previously issued conflicting rulings over whether private investor backing and land allocations violated municipal development codes and ethics standards. With the high bench stepping in, legal experts expect a definitive standard regarding how personal business holdings interface with executive authority and public zoning laws. The case is scheduled for oral arguments later this term, drawing intense scrutiny from regulatory groups and political observers across the nation. Diplomats from the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and Italy have issued a joint declaration calling on the Israeli government to immediately halt plans for structural settlement expansion into the occupied West Bank. The European coalition warned that construction tenders in sensitive sectors, particularly the E1 zone, directly jeopardize long-term peace prospects and violate international legal frameworks. Palestinian Authority officials echoed the European statement, urging international commercial contractors to boycott upcoming construction bids. The Israeli government maintained the land management decisions remain within its sovereign district jurisdiction, despite mounting diplomatic pressure from the allied nations. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.